You have to remember, we spoke that about all these tzaddikim and Umar, all the tzaddikim and Umar, that they, a little cold. But I gave my cold out to the Yerushalayim. Now I don't have so much of a cold. It's cold out, I'm not cold here. So we spoke about all these tzaddikim that they used to daven and go the other. So he continued on saying, don't think, Rabbi Yitzchak says, that these people, they lost their connection with the world, with their wives, with the people around them. Mapitom, they were very, very connected to people, very, their mind was very here also, not only there. They knew how to balance it. Also to be in Shemayim, like Yaakov Avinu, and also to be here. Okay? Of course, they used to get up in the middle of the night, every night, but that's not on expensive. Let's say they had a guest who came in, who was sleeping in the house, and they're doing chatzos at home. He stood quietly at that time, without screaming, without waking up the whole house. Rabbo gets this. He used to die screaming. They could hear a few streets down. He could hear him screaming again. But he knew that his wife, when he asked him to be home at a certain hour, he'd take off his children and run home to help her with the kids. Okay? And he wasn't just out of this world. He was also when he was in davening, he was completely davening. Then when he saw the clock, he knew he has to go home. He took off his children and ran home. Immediately came back to earth. Okay? It wasn't at the expense of someone else. Like we read about Shmuel Shapiro also, that they started doing tikkun chatzos, feeding a baby on one hand and another baby on the other leg, and with his other leg he's rolling a stroller. Three kids. Yeah? And to let his wife sleep.
Over Sukkot.
It was in Sukkot, right?
Yeah, it was in the Sukkot.
Right? That's how someone saw it, because otherwise at home you can't see it.
And he had a sofa on a stender?
And he had a sofa on a stender, yeah, a table, whatever. He's saying tikkun chatzot. Because that's people who are high. People who are just in Shamayim, that's not tzaddikim. Tzaddikim is people in Shamayim and connected to everyone around them. Okay? Many people, they got close to Breslev from a Baruch Getzis. This big tzaddik used to daven like crazy. Why? They saw him talk to every person, the simplest person, the person who's a shoemaker, some simple people, are not everyone, he's talking to them as if they're the most, his best friend, and so seriously. So they said, how could it be? Such a huge tzaddik. So they got close to, they assumed that there's something there behind it. So they got close to Breslau like that. Also by Rabbi Yitzchak, they used to see this. He never, never missed a day that he went to sleep late. He always went to sleep early, he got up chatzot. But when he saw that his grandchildren need him, so he used to go every Motzei Shabbat to his grandchildren and sit with them and say Tzibur Tzadiki, right? He didn't sleep that night. When he saw that he needed it to give it over, so he went and did it. Rabbi Yitzchak used to always tell his people. Okay? He used to always say this. He used to always say in Yiddish, your righteousness should not take tears out of your wife.
Righteousness.
Yeah. In Yiddish,
how do you say it?
Not at the expense of your wife and your children. You be a tzaddik on your own expense, not someone else's expense. Okay. But he even mentioned Rabbi Shmuel Shapira also. Even though he was Rabbi Shmuel Shapira, whoever was here when we read the stories, he wasn't here at all. He wasn't in this world. He wasn't in this world in a way that when they were young, a young couple still. So his wife, the friends were talking. His wife was talking with her friends. Each one was saying things about her husband, how tzaddik is. So his wife, so she said, Shmuel Shapira's wife said, I never saw my husband's eyes. So they said, no way, impossible, it's your husband. No, I never saw his eyes. So they said, you know what? Let's make a test. Paint your face with shoe polish and walk around like that. Let's see if you realize it or not. For 3 days, he was with a face painted with shoe polish, and he didn't realize. His eyes were always down. He was completely disconnected from this world. But he gave his wife all she needed. Gave her all the good feeling, you know, everything. That's a real tzaddik. Okay? As a chassan teacher, I teach this to my my students very much all the time. You want to be a real Shomer Abit, a real Kadosh, you feel your wife, what she wants. That's a real tzaddik. You forget about yourself a little bit. That's our job as men. Eh? As men have to learn how to give, and they have to learn how to take.
It helps us think that she's the Shekhinah, and she's a representative of Hashem.
Tell you a story, amazing story that happened with me. On Sunday, I really wanted to go to the Maharosh's Levaya. I really wanted to go to this Levaya. And I told my wife, once I heard his nifter, said the Levaya is here, I want to go. It's fine. On Sunday morning, I spoke to her, we're going to go, fine. So I came home early on Sunday, and I said, Abdullah's picking me up at 5 o'clock, or I have to go by him, whatever. I said, no, I don't want you to go. I start arguing with her, this, that. No, I don't want to know, it's hard for me, I don't want to go. But after I realized Hashem doesn't want me to go, I said, no, but Matt, I also don't want to go. No, you do want to go. She started feeling all bad. I know you want to go just because of me. You're saying, "Mapitam." Why? I told my wife, "Who do you think you are? You're Hashem. Hashem gave you the feeling that you want me to stay. I'm staying. I don't want to go anywhere. I just want to go to the Jewish Bodhidus. Yeah, you want to go down and scream to Hashem that I know that you didn't go. "Mapitam." I don't want to go either. I convinced her that I want to go. I said, "I don't want to go to the Jewish Bodhidus and Milchamar. I'm coming back." Stop. So I left the house, I call Avdror, and I tell him, listen, Avdror, the Shechina said I can't go. So he tells me, oh, you're working on Yanava, huh? I said, yeah, I'm working on my humility, what can I do? The Shechina doesn't want me to go. So he said, call me if there's any change, any hamtakat, any sweetening of the judgment. So I said, okay, I went to the field. I get to the field, I get a phone call from my wife. I really think it's important you go, it's important for the family, you go be a Levi of a Tzadik, da 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 da. You sure? I don't want to go. I really don't want to go. No, it's important. Go. I call out the door. I said, okay, there was 3 years of judgment. I could come. I said, I didn't think it would be otherwise. Because the point is to nullify yourself to Hashem. You see that Hashem tells you not to go, or you see it's your wife telling you not to go. In the beginning, I saw it's my wife. Then I got a switch in my head. Hashem helped me to see that it's Hashem. So I didn't want to go anymore. I really didn't want to go. Hashem told me not to. I'm not going. And then, once I realized that, that's all Hashem wanted. Once that happened, Hashem did really want me to go. And I went. Well, Hashem, you merit to be in Levi of a Tzaddik. You merit a lot of good things to be in Levi of a Tzaddik. So again, you get the point. You be in Shamayim. But you have to not forget your wife and your kids. Ot chashuv. In Breslev, you have to emphasize this a lot. Because in Breslev, people start to...
You give up what you want. Then you can do what Hashem wants.
Exactly. Stop wanting what you want. Stop wanting what Hashem wants. Exactly. Tough. Time's up. Not Hashem. On Yom Rishon.